Need a little inspiration? Well, you've come to the right place. The Christian Science Daily Bift. Sharing today is Martin Besley. He's from San Jose, California.
Having breakfast with some friends one morning, the conversation turned to politics. Before long, we were engaged in a heated discussion. Although these were friends of mine, I was still taken aback by their aggressiveness. In fact, I was so embarrassed by their tone, I considered getting up and leaving. But right there, I began to think more deeply about this atmosphere of divisiveness and what I could do to help heal it. My prayers, which began during that heated conversation, broadened to include the political atmosphere so prevalent today. It seems from all that we read, hear, and see that many want to fuel conflict regardless of the issue. Yet the Bible teaches God is love, and we must love one another, as Christ Jesus said. Animosity and hatred cannot exist within an atmosphere where God as divine love is expressed, since love is all-powerful, all-loving, and always present. Our true nature is expressed in patience, respect, and kindness. Shortly after that breakfast, I was given a copy of the book, A Century of Christian Science Healing, which was published 100 years after the discovery of Christian Science by Mary Baker Eddy. As I looked through the last chapter, my gaze fell on the following statement with the subtitle, The Healing of the Nations. The whole human race cries aloud for the healing of its dividedness. Then it suggests that the remedy is the realization indicated in a line from a poem by Eddy. Love hath one race, one realm, one power. The next time I met the same group of friends for breakfast, we had a great conversation. We continued to meet fairly regularly. On the occasions when the conversation turns to politics, we talk in a much more civil manner. It may not be the healing of the nations, but it's a good start.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.